السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala that today we continue with Surah Yusuf, chapter number 12, verse number 11. To recap our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala mentions, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفَ وَإِخْوَتِهِ آيَاتٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ. Indeed, in Yusuf alayhi salatu salam and his brothers, there are many, many signs and lessons to be learned for those who are inquiring, for those who want to probe this matter and ask questions. So there are many, many signs and symbols in this. We told you that what is jealousy? Jealousy is tamanni zawal in ni'mati anil ghair. You can say tamanna, tamanni, both is permissible. That is that you have the ardent strong desire that the bounties must be removed from others. Whether that person who is jealous acquires it or not, that's not the criteria. But he must not have that shop, he must not have that job, that person must not be driving that car, he must not have those children, he must not be so famous, he must not have that health or wealth or knowledge. So all these here are examples. Now how do we protect ourselves from jealousy? وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. And when we are jealous of a person, then praise that person in his or her absence, then that jealousy will be decreased and then finally removed totally and eliminated. And remember the harm and consequences of jealousy. Mustafa Nabi Yuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْحَسَدَ. Abstain from jealousy. فَإِنَّ الْحَسَدَ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ. Because the jealousy, it devours and destroys your good deeds. كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَطَبُ. Like how the fire, it devours the hood. The hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood. Today, this whole conflict and tussle we got with Muslims and non-Muslims. What is the main reason? Almighty Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِنَا لِلْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا. The people of the book, the majority of them have this ardent and strong desire to return you back away from Iman and Islam and become non-Muslims. That is their ardent and strong desire. What is the reason and the rationale? What is the catalyst for this? حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. It is the jealousy that they have in their hearts with the camouflaging after the truth has become apparent and clear to them. So the jealousy gets the better of them. Here the brothers of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, so handsome he was, and they could not bear it. And the father Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, showing love that is beyond his control. Remember to the beloved Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. So these brothers, they said that Yusuf alayhi salam and his brother, meaning Binyamin, Benjamin. They shared the same parents. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, the father, Rahil, that she was the mother, Rachel. All these other brothers, the father was Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, but their mother were different. They said, "Inna abana lafi dalalim mubin." He is in manifest error. You don't translate dalal as astray. He's a Nabi of Allah. So they said, "Let's eliminate and destroy Yusuf alayhi salam. Uqtulu Yusuf, either you kill him. Awidrahuhu ardai yakhlu lakum waju abikum, or you cast him and throw him far away somewhere in the desert. Then the focus of your father's countenance, your father will just look at you and he will forget Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam." That was their meaning. Then you committed this crime and they knew it's a crime, whether to murder or throw Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. وَتَكُونُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ قَوْمًا صَالِحِينَ. And you become pious people. Yehuda, who was one of the most intelligent of the 10 brothers, there were 12 total, so he said, "La taqtulu Yusuf," you don't kill him. "Wa alquhu fi ghayabatil jub," but you throw him there in a well that is unbaked. You know, in the desert, they just have well that are shallow also, and there's no real cement on the surface, so are unbaked well. If you have a well that is properly finished with bake, you know, bricks and so forth, so that you will call a beer a zamzam. Beer a zamzam, beer zamzam, all permissible. Jub will be where it is really unfinished. You know, it was done very haphazardly. And ghayabatil jub, the water there is not so much. So if you put somebody inside, he won't really drown unless he's a small child. Yaltaqitu ba'du sayyara. Then some of the travelers who are passing here, they will pick him up when they go into Egypt. And they'll pass Canaan and Palestine. In kuntum fa'ilin. If you want to do something. Now, yeah, they made their mashura, the caucus, the private meeting of the 10. And now the implementation. Surah Yusuf, Surah 12, verse number 11. Qalu, listen to the words. They said, the 10, "Ya Bana, O our father." They tried to show how they loved their father. And therefore they said, "Ya Abana, O our father," meaning you are the father of each one of us. The 12, we are all your sons. And it is true. But yea, there was an ulterior motive. Yea, there was a hidden agenda. Malaka, what is wrong with you? But you can see there is not utmost respect. Otherwise, when you address your father, you will say, Malakum also, Assalamu alaykum. The person is one, but you use the plural out of respect. Malaka, what is wrong with your father? La ta'manna ala Yusuf, that you do not trust us. You do not consider us trustworthy. Ta'manna amanadar, that we are not people who are trustworthy. You are not trusting us, ala Yusuf. The father, Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, was doting on his son. So handsome, the apple of his eye. And remember, Allah wants to put him through a test also. When you love creation too much, then sometimes Allah ta'ala brings firaq, a separation between the two. So a test for Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, a test for Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, a test for the brothers as well, that will they be envious and jealous? Yes, they were. They failed the test. La ta'amanna ala Yusuf. That separate issue, afterwards they made tawbah and so forth. But at that time they failed the test. So you are not trusting us on Yusuf. Ala Yusuf wa inna lahu lanasihun. Look at the emphasis. Wa inna, and we, lahu, for him, Yusuf alayhi salam, lanasihun. We are surely his well-wishers. We are surely his bosom friends. We are surely one who wish him well. I'll give you three examples and then you see, you will understand the word properly. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Surah 66, verse number 8. Almighty Allah states, E iman walo, O you who believe, 68 times, sorry, this is Surah 66, verse number 8, 89 times in the Noble Quran, Almighty Allah states, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, E iman walo. Now what is Allah telling us? 89 different places, O you believe, Ya ayyuhal amanu. Ya Almighty Allah is saying, Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Turn to Almighty Allah with such a tawbah and nasuha. Noon, Swad, Ha. Those are your main letters. So, ye nasihun, ye nasuha. Someone came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and said, I know tawbah, what is nasuha? He said, when you milk your she camel or your cow, do you see the milk going back into the udders of that animal? He said, no. He said, that is tawbatan nasuha. Sincere repentance. Such repentance that remember when we make tawbah from interest, from adultery, from fornication, from drugs, from alcohol, wine, swine, whatever it is, we don't go back to that evil and devilish life. That is tawbatan nasuha. Today people in Ramadan are watching porn. Today people in Ramadan are missing Taraweeh Salat. You have to make sincere tawbah, divorce yourself, detach yourself from all these haram activities. Then is tawbatan nasuha. So one example. In Sahih Muslim, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith, Ad-deenu an-nasiha. What is deen? Deen is sincere advice. We must advise everybody, the rulers, our friends, our children, our neighbors, Muslim, non-Muslim, everybody advise. Nay, add one word there, sincere advice. From the heart we are giving that advice. That is what is meant by that hadith there. So not only advice, that's an incomplete translation and misleading translation. The advice that is given with sincerity, so sincere advice. Look at Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam. When they spoke to their people and they were inviting them towards the path of Almighty Allah, what did they tell them? وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ. When you study the story of Salih alayhi salatu salam, you go that side there towards Tabuk, and then you will find next to there Ula and Madaina Salih. So the remnants and relics are there. I saw it myself when we visited. He told his people, وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ, I'm giving you sincere advice. وَلَكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ, but you do not love the sincere advice given by those people. So remember Surah 7, verse number 79. So yeah, the brothers, they put on a show, a pretense, and they told their father, وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَنَاصِحُونَ. Now this is the plot, the caucus. They want to get him alone, out of the father's sight, and all that, so then they can corner their brother. So this was the hidden agenda and the ulterior motive. You, father, arsilhu ma'ana, you send him, Yusuf alayhi salam, with us. Ghada. Ghada don't mean only tomorrow, it means anything in future. Therefore, when you read your intention today, people say, bisawmi ghadin nawaitu. It's permissible, but it's not sunnat or something. Nabi alayhi salam didn't teach this, ulama have just written. So they translate it as tomorrow. It don't mean tomorrow, it means in the future. So, because Quran Kareem states, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدَى إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Do not say you will do something in the future, غَدَى, except if Allah Jalla Wala wants. So we say, Inshallah, for the future. So send him with us, O Father, in the future, tomorrow, after 2 days, in the weekend, next week. يَرْتَعْ وَيَلْأَبْ. two verbs and two words they use. Yarta. Yarta means that now he'll come there, enjoy himself. We will be eating fruits. We'll be walking in the open field. And there'll be a different environment there. So that is yarta. So he will be carefree, enjoying himself. Rata. To enjoyment in the open field. Wayala'ab, and we will be running the brothers' competition. Who can run fast and so forth. And what we would call nowadays like a picnic atmosphere. So that is what they meant. Because Yusuf alayhi salam was 12 years old, according to the Mufassirin at that time. So he also will enjoy. Wa inna lahu lahafidun, and we will surely be there to guard him, protect him. See the emphasis there. Previous verse, they said, wa inna lahu lanasihun, we are surely there to give him sincere advice, and we are there, his well-wisher. We can never cause him harm. And here, wa inna lahu lahafidun, and we are there to guard him, protect him, no harm will come to him. It's like today you have some security companies, some people, we don't say all obviously, they say, we are the best in the field, what you worried, you go for your holiday. And they are the master crooks themselves. Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chirag se. They didn't allow the crooks to come inside, that's true, but they helped themselves in the process. You see, today, when the policemen are there, and they find the car, then many times they help themselves. That is the sad truth in South Africa today. Again, we don't say all, but we know definitely in some cases it happens. So yeah, the brothers had that crooked agenda, hidden agenda, ulterior motive. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. For the noble Quran, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states that we are surely, surely protecting it. And there Almighty Allah used the word, wa inna lahu lahafidun. Here the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam used the same word. Allah Ta'ala did not allow for the Quran Sharif any addition, any subtraction, any interpolation. And the manner method is this Ramadan we see. Not only this Ramadan, all. But because we're in Ramadan, so I give this as a reference and example. Look today, million people, young and old, are reading Taraweeh Salat. Reading the 6,236 verses by heart. And there is no addition, no omission. No pope, nor now, nor in the past, nor in the future, could read the Injil, the Gospel, in the original language by memory. No rabbi, no chief rabbi can read the Torah in the original language by memory, because there isn't. You go to any part of the world, remember you will find a hafiz there in that country, in that continent. The miracle of the Quran Sharif lives on. Wa inna lahu lahafidun. Surah 15, Surah Hijr, and verse number 9, Almighty Allah has mentioned. These brothers, they were liars. These brothers, they were people prepared to even kill him, some of them. So imagine that, how they were lying to their father. Remember, fasting is a duty, and Tilawatul Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. Now they gave all their motivation. You want a pistol, revolver, firearm, you have to give a motivation. So they, the brothers, the sons of Yaqub alayhi salam, gave their motivation. Now the time came for him, that is Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, to give his answer and response. Qal, he said, that what did he say? Inni la yahzununi an tadhhabu bihi. For me, it will cause me sadness. It will cause me grief. An tadhhabu bihi, that you take him away. So he, Yaqub alayhi salam, intensely in love with this handsome son of his, not so handsome, that is only greater and superior to his brothers, the most handsome person on the earth at that time. So that was the striking beauty, handsomeness of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. And al-firaqu murrun, remember is the expression we use today. So he's going to separate from me. I won't see him. Al-Filfo so said, Mustafa Nabi Yunus sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his wives will always be me more handsome than Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. But yet the Master alayhi salam cried when his beloved son Ibrahim passed away, 18 months old, in the 10th year of the Hijrah, and said, Wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun ya Ibrahim. O Ibrahim, with your separation we are saddened. You see the same words? Mahzunun, hazan, to be said. So one response the father gave, that yes, I'll be very sad. And second, you are telling me you will take him here in the desert and you will play and enjoy. وَأَخَافُ أَن يَأْكُلَهُ الذِّئِبُ, and I fear the wolves. There were some wolves there in that area, that the wolf will devour him and eat him. He's a young man, only 12 years old. وَأَنْتُمْ عَنْهُ غَافِلُونَ, and you will be unmindful about him. You will be engrossed in your other activities. Why did he say a wolf? One is, there were wolves there. Some ulama even wrote that he saw a dream. And remember that this is how his sons would be plotting, planning, conspiring against Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam. And remember, ru'yal anbiya wahyun, the dreams of anbiya alayhi salatu salam are true and they are wahi. Some ulama deduce one lesson from here. When you do not trust people, then do not give them ideas. Do not put ideas in their head. See here, Yaqub alayhi salatu salam told them, Wa akhafu an ya'kulahu dhib, and I fear the wolves will eat him. And then we will see in the next lesson, that is the exact excuse they used. We were playing and engrossed and so forth, and the wolf came and ate him. So therefore, when you know the people are your opponents, don't give them ideas. Don't give them certain concepts, because then they will use that against you. So that is a big lesson. In the time of the Mu'tazilites and so forth, you know, they were ruling. So there was a person also, Mutawakkil. Nevertheless, that day the change of rulership came and so forth. Then there was this people, the rulers of the Abbasite dynasty, and they had a khadim and workers. So one day Mutawakkil asked the khadim, who is greater, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu an, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, or more my two sons? So the khadim shot and gave the response straight. He said, Dad, never mind Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, even the Khadim of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an is greater and superior to your two sons. And he was so upset. He killed him, and not only got him killed, but he told his henchmen to cut his tongue off first and then kill him. So imagine, people don't want to hear the truth. Therefore, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Dharr radiallahu an, authentic hadith, قُلِ الْحَقَّ وَلَوْ كَانَ مُرَّا, speak the truth, even though the truth is bitter. Authentic hadith, Imam Ahmad has mentioned in his Musnad, on the authority of Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala an. So yea, he told them, أَنْ يَأْكُلَهُ الذِّئِبُ وَأَنْتُمْ عَنْهُ غَافِلُونَ, and you will be playing, enjoying yourself and all. Therefore they responded and said, نَيْ قَالُوا, to see the sons, 10 of them, لَئِنْ أَكَلَهُ الذِّئِبُ, that how can it happen that the wolf will eat him and so forth? If it eats him, وَنَحْنُ أُصْبَى, and we are a group of people, قَوِيٌّ أَقْوِيَى, we are strong, we are powerful, إِنَّا إِذَا لَخَاسِرُونَ, then surely we also, إِنَّا we, إِذَنْ also, لَخَاسِرُونَ, we will surely be the failures, and we will be the one who will be neglectful and so forth. So this way, that way, they try to persuade and convince their beloved father, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, that Yusuf alayhi salam must come with us. He cannot be in the house all the time and so forth. And they gave all the benefits and advantages and health reasons and so many other reasons. Yes, it happened. The father reluctantly agreed. And then what happens when the father reluctantly agrees? We see that now harm comes to Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. That we will discuss insha'Allah in tomorrow's lesson. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.